A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Zayin, Baba Metzia 77a, pagination is 153. We'll start on the facing page, continuing from the Mishnah that we described in the previous session. The Mishnah can be found on the bottom of Ayin Heyamid Beis, where the Mishnah said that there's a case where a person hired workers, something of a trick occurred, and all they have is a complaint, but they cannot actually get wages. And the Gemara over here on Ayin Vav Amud Beis 76b, about a quarter of the way down, tells us Ibayis Ema, the following could be a valid understanding of this Mishnah. Hai Tana Chazru Nami Hitu Karile. What happened over here was that they changed their mind. That means that the homeowner hired them and then backed out. He backed out in a way that they could still get work, but he backed out, and therefore there's a complaint. Likewise, if the workers backed out and the homeowner is still able to get workers, it's not a davar ha'avod, he's not stuck where he can't get workers, and they baited him until the last minute, and now he's ruined because there's damage that's going to occur if the work is not done in a timely fashion. They could get a replacement, but there are tarumas, there are complaints. As Rashi says on the first wide line towards the bottom of the page, the tarumas, the complaints, is the inconvenience that the person has to go through after he thought everything was settled. D'tanya, the Gemara tells us, as we learned, Hasochres ha'umnen v'hitu espalabayis o balabayis hita o son. Either he tricked them, they tricked him. Ein lohem zel ze ela tarumas, there's only a complaint, because they didn't start the work yet, and they are replaceable. B'med devarim amurim, the Gemara continues and explains the exceptions. In other words, our Mishnah described a case where it's only tarumas, only complaints. But there will be cases where a person backs out and they will be liable to pay the wage. Shalo holchu, that's only because they didn't start going to the destination of work. Aval holchu, but if they started going to the destination and then they found out that the work didn't exist out of the homeowner's negligence, the land was already irrigated, nosen lahen secharon mishalem, he has to pay them their entire wage. The Mishnah, the Gemara on the first wide line adds a consideration. Even though he has to pay their wage entirely, because they were hired, they were supposed to work, he should have known that the work was no longer available, and he should have notified them, if that's the case. He's going to have to pay them. Aval eina doma haba ta'un lebarekon. But there is a difference between a person who does the work, let's say traveling, carrying the load, to a person who does the traveling without carrying the load. Osa malacha, to a person who's working. Liyoshe batel, to a person who has a day off. And it is assumed in a normal case that a person being given a day off is willing to take a discount on his wage. He's not willing to be off without pay. He would rather work, and he was promised work. But telling him that he has a lighter day, he doesn't have to work today, he would engage in that agreement at a level of discount. The question is exactly how much it's supposed to be discounted, and this is a discussion. What percentage gets discounted because he has a day off, but he does have to get paid, but in a typical case, he will get a discount. Now, before we continue on this concept of discounting, just to point out which is really from the bottom of the Amud and on to Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, there's a concept over here that if it was an act of God, if it's something that could not have been anticipated, and the homeowner and the workers were in the same boat, so to speak, not realizing that the work was going to be unnecessary. They didn't realize it was going to rain, for example. So then it was a job that was equally taken away from both of them, and he will not have liability to pay them. But if it's something that he knew and they didn't, and he didn't notify them of the risk, for example, he tells them to irrigate his field, and he doesn't tell them that sometimes the river overflows and takes care of it on its own. He didn't notify them information that they had no way of knowing because they're not local. So then indeed, this idea that he's going to be liable because he didn't notify them, and he's going to have to pay them the description of Schoron Mishalem, entire wage, but we take into consideration Yoshev Batel, the fact that he appreciates the discount in work, and therefore he'll take a discount in pay. Take a look at the Gemara Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top. In the middle of the line, V'omar Rava, Rava said, there's another consideration to take into account when we say that a person will typically be willing to take a discount. Omar Rava, Rava said, Haiman de Ogir Agure La Avidita, a person hired workers for a job, Vishalam Avidita, and now the job is done. So in this case, they actually worked half a day, but it's the same thing. They have half a day worth of uncharted time. Bepalka de Yoma, it's halfway into the day. I isle avidita de nicha mine yoivluhu. If he has work that's lighter than the work they were hired for, he can assign that to them. Inami de kavasa, or equal work. Mifkad luhu. Again, he can assign it to them. Because they've been hired for the day, he's going to have to pay the day worth of hours of work, he can give them other work. Dekasha mina, but harder work than what they were hired to do, la mifkad luhu, he's not allowed to give them. V'nosin lehem schara mishalem, and either way he's going to have to pay them the full wage, because that's what he promised them. He brought them for a day's worth of work. Amai, asks the Gemara, this sounds fine that he has to pay them, but there was a nuance that we learned. V'leisev lehu kepoel batel. Why doesn't he discount their wage a little bit? And Rava made no mention about that discount that they're not working. So there's a certain discount if they're not working. And the Gemara answers, Ki ka'amar Rava, when did Rava say this? Be'ichlushe de mechuza, in the workers of his town, Dilo Avdi Chalshi, these schleppers want to work because it keeps them strong and keeps them active. And what's introduced over here is that sometimes you'll have a worker who indeed says, I don't want a day off. In Halacha, it's brought that a melamed, a teacher, doesn't want a day off. You can't just tell him, I'll pay you a discounted wage because there is no work. He wants the full wage because he would rather work. And this argument of course you'd like a day off at a discounted rate, is not true. He's not interested. And you always have to know, again, the sophistication of how much to discount the fact that he's not working. The principle that Rava introduced over here was that you could assign new work to the person. You're going to have to pay them. You could assign work that's equal or easier. A case is discussed where a person accidentally hired two workers for the same job. So the first one shows up, starts doing the work. The second one shows up. He's been engaged, and there's no work for him to do. You're going to have to pay him. But you have the right to give him equal or easier work. The Pesachei Choshen describes a case where a certain Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, made this mistake, and he hired two workers. First worker is doing the work. The second worker shows up. Talmud Chacham says, I realize I'm going to have to pay you. It was my mistake. But I have the right to assign you an easier or equal work. I want you, if I'm paying you anyway, go to the Beis Medrash and learn. So he brings that they might have the right to object. That's hard work. To tell me to spend the day in the Beis Medrash, I'm not used to doing that. That's hard work. But if he would come up with something, maybe they're not going to learn Gemara for 8 hours a day. They can't do that. But if he could assign them other work that's legitimate work, that is within their ability to do and is considered equal or less to what they were hired to do, it would seem that he could ask them to learn Chumash, to say Tehillim, maybe even to do Chesed on his dollar, because he's paying anyway, and he has the right to hire them to do work that's equal to what they were hired to do. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.